Coming up, how to buy over half an acre of land in Central Florida. Hey guys, I'm Sean Falk with Moving to Orlando, your experts in helping you move to the Orlando area and live your Disney dream. So today I'm joined at the table by realtor Danielle George.
Hello.
And realtor Drake Shadwell.
Hey everybody, it's good to see you.
And I'm a realtor as well. So as I had said, for today's show, we are going to be talking about how to get a half an acre or more in Central Florida. And it's really going to be geared more towards like how to get near the parks and then what the price point is to get a little bit away from the parks. So if you don't quite like the price that you might find next to the Disney parks. But before that, if you do want to move to the Central Florida area and want to contact any of us, feel free to go to movingtoorlando.com and use our contact us form and anybody can reach out to you. Or you can contact admin, A-D-M-I-N, at movingtoorlando.com and you can be given to whoever you might request or be randomly assigned to a different agent. And we have a phone number as well. And I think it might be 1-855-650-MOVE.
Crushed it. Nice.
So this is like our fourth show in a row. So like I finally learned at this point. So that is our phone number if you want to call and speak to our admin, which also happens to be Danielle. And so
hey,
she will be able to help you. So when we're talking about getting a half an acre of land, we have a lot of people who move from a lot of different areas and they're like, I want to be like 15 minutes from Disney. And I also want some space because I don't want houses that are right on top of each other. And typically they are referring to about half an acre or more. We do get in this category of like a quarter acre to half acre where price points will get a little less strict. But if you want half an acre and up, this is really for you to be able to grasp price points and what you're going to be spending. So we'll have some pictures throughout that will kind of display, and I'll try my best to talk about different areas. So the first one I want to say is a home in Winter Garden, and this is being filmed in December of 2021, so obviously prices are subject to change based on what availability there is and the insides of the houses. So this is really going to give you a chance to see the homes we're referencing, what do they look like inside so that you can know budget-wise, what we're talking about. So our first house here, it is in Winter Garden. It actually is on the water. You're going to have a nice water view in the back. It's got five bedrooms? Yeah, five bedrooms. There's one bedroom that's like an above garage apartment that's kind of separated from everything else. I have seen this in person actually. So the photos look a little brighter than it does inside. So it's a little darker, but it's a very pretty home. But you are looking at 1.725 million is the price point you want to be in. And that's going to get you within 10 minutes of the Disney parks. So if that's within budget, we can sell it to you. I've been in the house. I have shown it to other people. So, and it's a great house, but that is the budget to get in that price point and be that close to the parks.
And I know we're planning on kind of getting a little bit farther away and seeing how the prices, but I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not surprised by this price point at all. Like when you think of essentially what you're asking when you get above a half acre is you want enough land that could fit two houses, and two houses in this price range is going to be up there in price. I mean, we're talking a median price in this area at $500,000. And then when you look at the houses that are going to be put on a half acre lot, well, you're probably not going to put a small house on a half acre lot. So I'm not super shocked, especially when you look at these houses and you see the upgrades and you see how well it's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this lot size is actually 1.9 acres.
Yeah.
So you're even having more, and the house is 5,200 square foot.
Yep.
So huge. I mean, you still have lots of room to have, you know, maybe a boat dock ramp off the water, especially since you're right on there. And it's $2,500 annual HOA. So
not bad.
Not terrible, especially for that size house and that size lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're probably not going to be mowing that.
Probably
have to be your deal there. But I mean, looking just at these pictures, it's beautiful, and you have a lot of room to do those activities, a trampoline, a playground, anything you want. I mean, so much land.
Yeah, and even with trying to find all these homes, like it really is. I tried to pull an average house that popped up, but I actually think even in Winter Garden, like that to be that close to Disney, I think this was pretty much the only one that's currently on the market that's even over half an acre at all. So that's where we get into that wonky zone. On to a next one. It is in Windermere. So it's going to be really close to the Windermere Town area, which is like the downtown Windermere portion of things. So price points tend to get really pricey there too. So this house is listed for $1.488 million, which is not bad at all, considering I just closed on a plot of land that was 0.9 acres that was right on the water, like on the chain of lakes there, but we closed at like 1.8 million for just the land itself. So this one's actually a pretty good price point in there. Even though it's not right on the water, it is very close to the Butler chain, so you would be nearby but not on the water directly at this point.
And I feel like you bring up a great point that a lot of people don't really consider, because when they go to buy a house, in their mind they're thinking, I'm buying a house, but a lot of the times what you're actually paying the premium for is the land the house is sitting on. So you talked about how that price point, that price tag for that piece of land that you sold, really it's a mental thing that you have to get in the habit of doing of, all right, as I increase the acres, I'm buying essentially half of the purchase price of what I would buy on a home at half the lot, because I'm buying just that dirt, that land. It matters. It's huge. It's a solid investment. And a lot of people don't consider that when they're looking at some of these price tags.
Yeah, and just comparing the two we just saw, this one is only 0.6 acres compared to the last one that was 1.9. I mean, and it was, what, 300,000 less?
Yep.
And that's including this house is 5,300 square foot.
Yep.
And I believe distance from Disney would be pretty similar.
Much the same, yeah.
So it's really interesting to see how price of land can just vary so much depending on what city you're looking in.
Oh yeah, Windermere Town is that's a really, really expensive area. So that's definitely going to be a lot more than Winter Garden is going to run. So it definitely can. That's why you get so much more. I mean, you're getting over an acre of land more in the Winter Garden than you are in Windermere Town. So our next house actually is, we're back in Winter Garden. This one is, we're kind of going, we're moving outward, but also going down in price point as we move along here. So our next one is actually in the Waterley community. So I know we're all familiar with that one. So it's going to be in the Horizon West area of Winter Garden. So this is actually a new construction home. So this is a spec home, and it is 0.6 acres. So it is, and it's a very, Waterley is a great community. It's really established. Now this is going to be like 2,700 square feet compared to those other ones, but you're only looking at a price tag of $761,000 by comparison, and that's going to be a lot more manageable for most people. But it's a very cookie cutter style community compared to what the last two were.
And cookie cutter is a good term, because they cut up those lots. It's why you don't see lots this size in new build communities. You don't. You see they're usually quarter acre or less than a quarter acre, because they fit the house. They give you just enough room for a pool, the space on the sides that you need to just barely not be a townhouse. And because that's how they can fit the most homes in these communities. And because they're trying to make the most out of that land. And
you don't see a lot of new construction that have lot sizes more than that. I mean, that's really, it's a really interesting pick, Sean. Good one.
Yeah, you're not gonna get you definitely won't get a pool there though. So that's kind of the only that's the only thing. So you could add a pool after the fact, but you're not gonna get a pool on the front end. So moving on to our next one, it's going to be in Orlando. So it's going to be kind of in the Metro West almost area of things. So we're getting a little further out. We're actually going to be slightly north of Universal Studios. So no pool here either, but you are getting a 5-bedroom house. It's 3,800 square feet, for $685,000. And this is going to be a lot more, lot wise like what I'm used to back in like Tennessee. So that's going to give you, it's very green and flat, and but plenty of room for trees and all that stuff, because this is a bigger lot for sure.
Yeah, and it was built in the 80s. You can see it's very, very flat. Mm-hmm. But you have that more rural type feel, which I feel like you don't have that too much around the Central Florida area. And that's something a lot of people up north, they miss that kind of, you know, that space and being able to, you know, have a garden and have it a shed or something like that. So having that extra, you know, couple acreages is really essential.
Yep. And I'm going to skip a little bit down, actually, just because I don't think the next one was a great fit. So we have one that's in Kissimmee, and that one is going to be $519,000. And again, this one's actually being a short-term rental community. But it is a big house. So if you do need a home that's like six bedrooms, it's 2,400 square feet. Most people are not going to get that kind of space in a short-term rental community either. So there are people who want a snowbird, and they're like, we want a lot of space. I actually just sold the house like a couple doors down from this one a few days ago. So I know you do weirdly get a lot of like grass space. Like I think there's like – it's – kind of the way they divided up the land on this particular road that this one's on, but obviously it's going to be a lot less updated because it is for short-term renting by comparison. But you are, if you want space, and that's really close to the parks, I mean, you can get the Animal Kingdom in 10-15 minutes at most from this location.
Yeah,
by comparison.
And I just had a client, we're working trying to get more than half an acre to be close to Disney where his partner was working. And they wanted to be able to put their RV on their property, which it's been a catch-22 to try to find that because of the HOA. But just having the lot space to do that, because you can't just park in a trailer, an RV, on the road, usually a lot of times. So a lot of people, especially having the acreage, trying to ask the HOA if they'd be okay with putting things like that. Some might, some not, but I mean... It obviously in the short-term rental community they wouldn't be, but as you get further out from the Disney parks, you're going to see a lot more of the HOAs be potentially more lenient on things that they'll allow.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm like a bunch of my stuff disappeared.
And I don't know. I ran into that issue too with the HOAs. A lot of times when you get more land, you're moving far enough away from that Disney area and you're moving up, you know, into Seminole County and up farther north where HOAs are less prevalent. But we get that a lot of the camper, the trailer, the sheds, the RVs, and running into an issue of, I want to use this land for something. Well, then now not only do you have the land, but now you can't use it because of the HOA.
Exactly. Yeah, no, and that it really does bring up a good point in what in use and everything that you kind of come up with. I think I skipped one in Mount Verde. So if you want to get up towards just a little bit north of Mineola, and you're going to be really, really close to the Lake Apopka area on the west side, then there are a few good options up there. Now, obviously, up that way, there is a new build community. It's going to be like Bella Colina, which are going to be just the lots alone are several hundred thousand dollars there. Mm-hmm. So these can be really expensive. But some of these homes, if you go a little bit north, and now, I mean, we're talking 40 minutes from Disney is kind of where we're at. So, but this one's going to be $525,000. So you can still get a really nice house. It's a 5-bedroom, 2-bath. So I'm not really sure why there's only 2 bathrooms, but, you are getting a lot of space at least, in this house, cause it is 2,600 square feet still. And a pretty good amount of land space. It's 0.68 acres of land. So, enough to sprawl out. There's not visible homes just, you know, crowding on top of each other. And if you don't want to be like right up on Disney, then that's a pretty good option for you.
Yeah, and it looks like it's right close to a lake too, which mm-hmm. is nice. But I mean, it was built in 2003, so the bedroom to bathroom ratio is really bizarre to me. Mm-hmm. But with this one, it's only a $70 quarterly HOA. Mm-hmm. So I figure maybe because you're getting a little further out, you might have more room to be okay with things like that. So... Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you look, you actually can see a boat in one of these pictures. Yeah. So you actually, yeah, they're okay with, because some people won't even let you, if your boat is able to be seen from the road, like it's no go. Like,
yep,
that's a lot of the HOA requirements is if we can see it from the road, no. But when you have a $70 quarterly HOA, well, you're pretty much paying for, I don't even know what you're paying for at that point.
Not going to be as strict.
Yeah.
So hopping over to Claremont, we do have a house here that's $486,000. And actually, this one's literally already mm-hmm. off market since from yesterday to today. It was a four bedroom, and it's like 2,800 square feet, and it's 0.78 acres. This one, as far as Claremont goes, you're not typically going to get something in this price, but this one is on the west side of some of the smaller lakes. So when you drive into Claremont, like there's like the downtown Claremont area. So if you want to be on the west side of one of those lakes, it's like a single road that it's going to be 15 minutes just for you to get out for the other side of the lake back to the main road to then take the road down to Disney. So this one's actually further away, even though it's in Claremont, because of how the driving works.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, it's gone anyway. But that is roughly what we're looking at. So I don't want people to run with like, oh, in Claremont, I can get half an acre of land for that. You're not going to be in like the downtown area. You're absolutely going to be in a more inconvenient area of the lakes and stuff. And then heading up to Ocoee. So Ocoee is just north of downtown Winter Garden. So now we're getting more into 45 minutes plus range. But even here, I mean, we're at $458 is this price point, which is very doable for most people that we speak to on a regular basis. They can afford to get in there. And it's 2,400 square feet, and it's over an acre. So it's just over 1 acre of land. And definitely looks nice in general. I mean, you can do some updating if you feel inclined, but I mean, you can't get more land, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I think that's another thing. Like Drake, you had said, you're kind of paying for the land in some of these cases. You can do things on the inside to change things up, but you can't change a survey and how much your property you have. So if that's something that's really important to you, I think, you know, finding out what's your minimum for that, and finding out if we could have a renovation budget to do something inside, but mm-hmm. you cannot change the outside. You can change the inside, but can't do much.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you look at upgraded countertops and a renovated bathroom, and it's very, very, you know, in your face, you know, oh, this is nice. I'm paying for this. But it is a lot cheaper to renovate kitchens and bathrooms than to add, I'd even say like 0.10 of an acre
to your
the amount of like the price of land is so much more than just I don't want to say gutting a house, but renovating something heavily. Like I would pay for the land. Even if I knew, if I had two houses together and one had a bunch of need for renovations, but it had, if I was on over a half an acre and the other was like a brand new home, but it was on a quarter, and like I would pick the one with the land, because there is only so much land in the world, and there's only so much land near Disney or by the water or anything. Those prices are always going to be consistent.
Yeah, I actually have a family that is purchasing in a community called Bay Hill. That's it's a very well-liked community in this area. It's a big golf community. And they are wanting to purchase because the house that they're wanting to get is over half an acre. And it's pretty much the only one I found within the Disney bubble, which is like what I call the road where 417 meets like 50 that meets I-4. There's like this kind of circle of roads.
Mm-hmm.
So the interior of that is like Dr. Phillips and Windermere and part of Winter Garden and stuff. And they're really the only place we found that had under $1 million and also would give them some land. And so they're actually just going to structurally pay to bump out the house to be several hundred square feet bigger, and that's going to be a less expensive charge for them to do than it's going to be, even with like pouring more foundation and all that, is still going to be less than it is to get more land in Windermere, like Windermere Dr. Phillips. Right. So
and I just kind of want to sidebar. I have done a land purchase, or I'm in the process of this, and it's a lot different than just mm-hmm. buying a piece of land. And just looking at the prices of how much land has gone up in the last I mean, of course, the housing prices too, but year and a half, how people have just bought just small acreages of land and almost 300% they're trying to upsell it too. And mm-hmm. it's been really hard trying to find an area that people can custom build homes. That's what I've been struggling with right now. We've actually gone up to like Webster, which is even west of Claremont. Mm-hmm. I'm sure not a lot of people know where that is, but
yeah, I mean, finishing off here. So we have a home in Apopka. So Apopka is going to be just maybe an hour, I'd say, from Disney, 50 minutes to an hour. So that's as far as most of our people want to stretch. Plenty of people are perfectly happy going even further to like Deltona and Longwood and all these locations and stuff. And you can find a lot of opportunities there too. I just didn't know how long this was going to end up being or how short it would be. So this house, I mean, clearly it's already been renovated inside. It looks really nice. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2,300 square feet, which is kind of a smaller home of what we're talking about. But the inside of it is renovated. But it is like 0.54 acres. So, I mean, it's just over the threshold. So that's even talking like going as far as an hour away, you're barely getting over that half an acre, which is a lot of land for most people. But for some people, they're like, no, I need like 2 or 5, or I'm coming from somewhere where I had, you know, 10 acres or something. So it's just going to be a lot tougher to find. So even to get something that's turnkey, remodeled, 2,300 square feet, an hour within an hour of Disney is going to be in the 450 range. And that's just over the qualification to make it on our cut for this show of what you need. So it's varying, but it's definitely difficult to get land at a reasonable price here. With that, like if you want to get close to the parks, now don't get me wrong, there were other ones that were even closer. I can get you in Golden Oak on over half an acre of land. They had one house available and it was $8.5 million. And we can get you closer into Windermere Town there. I mean, there were some that were like $16 million, $20 million, that kind of stuff. But this really was the more realistic look at like what you're actually going to get for your price points. And I just wanted to make sure people knew, hey, this is kind of what we're looking at. If you want to expand out further, you can go more towards St. Cloud or Harmony. You can go towards Lakeland or whatever if these budgets are still over your budget and you want to get that much land and that much space. But if you are looking for half an acre of land and up and you want to reach out to one of our agents, you can absolutely do that. One of these might work out for you. So we have Danielle, Danielle, at movingtoorlando.com, or Drake, Drake, at movingtoorlando.com. And that'll do it for us here. So happy hunting land.